Show, a true democracy in talk radio. Of, for, and by you, the people.
Welcome to the last hour of the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in for her. It has been a terrific week. I've really enjoyed myself here. I hope you'll check out my show. It's called The Inside Scoop out of Washington, D.C. You can get all the details at radioinsidescoop.com. I was told that my website is down, but it will be up again, I promise, in time for my show tomorrow, which is 5 to 6 Eastern Time. You can listen to me, and then you can listen to Leslie right afterwards. I've been asking this entire hour about how John McCain and Sarah Palin will change Washington. In the speech last night, if you heard it, you heard John McCain say that he and Sarah Palin were going to shake up Washington. They're going to change Washington. But Washington is run by Republicans. Washington has been run by Republicans for 8 years. First 6 years, Republicans only. Last two, some Democratic rule. But how will John McCain change the policies of George Bush? How will Sarah Palin change the policies of Dick Cheney? How will they change? Well, my listeners have been having trouble finding out how. My caller in the last hour, Mike from Clarksburg, West Virginia, said that, he didn't much like any of them, McCain, Palin, or Obama, or Biden, or any of the Democrats that ran this year, or apparently 4 years ago, but he did like Bill Clinton. And one of the reasons he liked Bill Clinton was because of what Bill Clinton did about health care. Bill Clinton's most famous health care proposal is the 1996 Family and Medical Leave Act, which he got through Congress over the incredible, incredible fight back from Republicans. The great majority of Republicans did not want you to be able to take time off work, unpaid time, but time off work to care for a sick family member or to care for a pregnant wife or if you yourself are pregnant. They didn't want it. They didn't think it was fair to employers to give Americans that kind of sick leave. Bill Clinton disagreed, and then came the Family and Medical Leave Act. Keeping that in mind, I asked Mike to compare the differences between John McCain and Barack Obama on health care. Let's play both their speeches. First, John McCain.
My health care plan will make it easier for more Americans to find and keep good health care insurance. His plan will force small businesses to cut jobs, reduce wages, and force families into a government-run healthcare system where a bureaucrat stands between you and your doctor.
Okay, that's John McCain on healthcare. He says it'll make it easier for Americans to find and keep good healthcare insurance. How's he going to do that? He doesn't want the government to be involved. So how will Americans find and keep good health care insurance? How will it be any different from the plan that is now? Barack Obama would use government power. That's true. Use government power to reduce the power of insurance companies, because as far as I'm concerned, the bureaucrats standing between me and my doctor tend to be insurance bureaucrats. Let's listen to Obama's plan.
Now is the time to finally keep the promise of affordable, accessible health care for every single American. If you have health care, my plan will lower your premiums. If you don't, you'll be able to get the same kind of coverage that members of Congress give themselves. And as someone who watched my mother argue with insurance companies while she lay in bed dying of cancer, I will make certain those companies stop discriminating against those who are sick and need care the most. Now is the time to help families with paid sick days and better family leave, because nobody in America should have to choose between keeping their job and caring for a sick child or an ailing parent. Now is the time.
Okay, so now we've heard Barack Obama. he would give every person that doesn't have health care the opportunity to join in the congressional plan, the same plan that members of Congress give themselves. That's a very specific proposal. John McCain didn't give a specific proposal. He said that he will make sure that he will pass laws to prevent insurance companies from discriminating against those who are sick. Sounds to me like he's keeping the bureaucrats from not standing between people and their doctors. And lastly, and this is the reason why I asked Mike from Clarksburg, West Virginia to hang on, he said specifically that he would help families with paid sick days and better family leave. He would improve the Clinton Family Medical and Leave Act. So, Mike, Clarksburg, West Virginia, are you convinced?
I'm still here.
Are you convinced? What'd you think? I played for you McCain's health care and Obama's health care. What do you think?
And they actually were replays. I had heard both of them. Actually, I heard them when they were actually spoken.
Right.
Obviously, the Obama health care plan is more in line with the progress, at least gave more detail.
Right.
So in that category, you would definitely clearly say he lines up more with the Bill Clinton passage of legislation that, one of the challenges I have is I think people block people into Democrat or Republican and insist on, example, if you call yourself a Democrat, you must believe these 25 sworn rules, and if you're a Republican, you must believe these 25 sworn rules, and if you are anything other than those 25, then you are not a true one or the other.
Well, I don't agree with that. I'll be the first to tell you I don't agree with that. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that Harry Reid, the majority leader of the Democrats in the Senate, indeed, right today, the two most powerful Democrats in the country are Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid. And he happens to be a Mormon who is pro-life. So at least in the Democratic Party, they have a governor of Pennsylvania that's pro-life. I think we allow for more. There are Republicans who are pro-choice, too, Christine Todd Whitman. So, I don't believe in that kind of orthodoxy.
But that's where my biggest challenge is finding that. I found flaws in all the candidates above that we've talked about and discussed. And I don't feel that, honestly, I don't think that Obama's experience, to me personally, is enough to be presidential. That's my opinion. And based on truly, I expect, in a sense, I mean, I don't expect a 1.5-year governor to be the president either, as in Palin's situation. I want somebody who has shown some serious time of leadership and responsibility, not necessarily needing to be from a New York, but yet we don't really have candidates in this race. I'll tell you this
that Obama has done, and they picked on him very strongly in the Republican National Convention for doing his community organizing. But what a community organizer does is they work among the poorest and most needy members of our community, the people who need the most help, the people for whom government is failing. And they work to give them some representation, to cater to their needs, to help the people who are most left out of our society. And to me, that community work is vital, because we still have poverty in America. We still have people that are struggling. We still have homeless in America. And I guarantee you, Barack Obama, in his 44 years, has spent more time with homeless Americans than John McCain has. In fact, in terms of his veterans policy, he's far more giving to veterans than John McCain has. So I think at the end of the day, you should look at both their policies. You should look at their intelligence. I am not afraid to say, and some people are, that I like to vote for an intelligent candidate. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton were intelligent people. Barack Obama, who got into Harvard Law School and did not check the box to say he was African American, so he would not get in on affirmative action, which I think is very interesting. President of the Harvard Law Review versus John McCain, who in his Naval Academy was in the bottom 1% of his class. 99% did better than he did, and he wasn't even in the top of that bottom 1%. He was 894 out of 899. So if you're looking for intelligence, if you're looking for a fresh approach to the issue, someone who's thought about things, laid out, I mean, just another example, Barack Obama wrote both of his books by himself. John McCain has 5 books, but all of them are written by Mark Salter, his aide. So, I think we have to look at experience in a broad light and say, at the end of the day, I think the biggest argument is, if you like Bush Cheney, of course you'll like John McCain. He's going to continue 90-95% of their policies. If you want to change from Bush Cheney, then obviously you're going to want Obama Biden. Thanks for your call, Mike. I need to get some other callers, but I really appreciate your time. Let's go to Tony in Brooklyn. Tony, welcome.
Yes, and good night. You know, I'm a independent, but listening to you, I'm going to vote for John McCain.
Okay, why?
Because I find you, I could give you a number of reasons where you'll be different than George Bush, but I'm not going to do it.
Tell me.
After you play that speech about education, and you turn it the way you turn it, prove to me that you think that poor people are stupid. Because that's not what he said. What you said is not what he said. Then you say you were a lawyer. Then I understand. And I'm going to tell you something I find out about you because the first time I called, you are black. I am black, too. You're black, but you think that black poor people are stupid. All you could think for them. But let me tell you something. The guy would be different on what on a number of different
tell
things.
Tell me how.
For one, bipartisanship. Bipartisanship.
Tell me a policy that John McCain supports or is against that is different from George Bush.
Okay, campaign finance reform. Come on.
Campaign finance reform. All right, now hold on. I'm going to give you that one. You're absolutely right.
Not me. You see what you're wanting? You see what you're wanting? When I find people who ain't stupid.
I'll be happy to talk about campaign finance reform. Give me another example.
Poor people are stupid.
Why do you think poor people are stupid?
Why do you guys kind of twist people's things?
Wait. When did I ever say poor people were stupid? Why are you accusing me of these things? I didn't say that.
You take McCain's speech and you spin it that he's saying that the school is too good for us. One rich school and one poor school. And the guy ain't said nothing like that.
Let me explain. One of the things that George Bush and John McCain both support is something called school choice. And in their view, what people need to do, it's actually very similar to the No Child Left Behind Act, is the idea is that you have the rich schools and the poor schools. And we have rich and poor schools in America because we have property taxes that are very high in rich areas and very low in poor areas. And what that means is that the schools that pay more to their teachers are almost always better than the schools that pay less. That's not the fault of poor people. They just don't have the same property tax base that the rich people have. So what they would do, instead of improving schools in the poor areas, which I'd like to see, which Obama would like to see, they instead would like to see all the poor kids choose to go to the richer schools. They call that school choice. And instead, the kids that want to be bused an hour or so would go there. The ones that don't, those schools would be allowed to fall apart. The whole purpose of No Child Left Behind, in fact, is to allow the poor schools to fail and the rich schools to succeed. I mean, that's what it does. They test the kids. If the kids do well, that school gets more money. If the kids do badly, then that school loses money. So you find the troubled schools in the poorer areas losing money and the rich schools in the better areas gaining money. In other words, a transfer of wealth from poor to rich. That's Bush's view. That's John McCain's view. Barack Obama has a very different view. The number is 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. I'll give Tony, he's right about campaign finance reform. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Leslie Marshall, the simple truth in a complicated world. 888-6-LESLIE.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TODAY to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, TODAY, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code TODAY. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Party life sure can give you red eyes. Too much chlorine. Too much sun.
Hi, Ben.
Too much eye strain. When I get my groove thing on, I get clear eyes, maximum redness relief. Maximum redness relief without a prescription. If you're a party animal like me, get clear eyes, maximum redness relief. Want clear eyes? Get clear eyes. Wow. Use as directed.
How do you know your dog is healthy? IAMS knows the signs. Aw, good boy. Which is why IAMS Proactive Health helps promote 7 signs of healthy vitality. Healthy bones, muscles, heart, digestion, teeth, immune system, and a shiny coat. Phew, say that 3 times. Plus, IAMS is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Try IAMS for 4 weeks, and if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. For more information and a $5 coupon, visit IAMS.com.
KB.
Party life sure can give you red eyes. Too much chlorine, too much sun.
Hi, Ben.
Too much eye strain. When I get my groove thing on, I get clear eyes, maximum redness relief. Maximum redness relief without a prescription. If you're a party animal like me, get clear eyes, maximum redness relief. Yay! Want clear eyes? Get clear eyes. Wow. Use as directed.
Here are some of the rules that apply to all WWKB contests, unless the specific contest rules are different. For complete rules, go to KB1520.com or stop by our studios. No purchase necessary. Must be a legal New York State resident, 18 or older. Employees of Entercom, sponsors, affiliated companies, other Buffalo area radio stations, their immediate family, and household members are not eligible. One winner per family and household per contest. Can only win once every 30 days or 6 months if prize one is worth $600 or more. On-site entries and mail-in entries while supplies last must be received by the announced deadline, must be handwritten, legible, and include all required information. One entry per envelope. For call-in contests, call the designated phone number. Criteria for winning will be announced. For online contests, criteria for winning will be announced on air or online. Do not rely on delayed online broadcasts. Robotic entry prohibited. When required, club membership is free. One membership per person and per email address. Club member contest entry may be automatic. Requires submitting a specific entry by redemption of points or other means. By joining WWKB's online club, you agree to the terms, conditions, and privacy policy. Not responsible for later lost mail, technical failures, or errors. Decisions of WWKB management are final. Prizes may be subject to restrictions. Winners may be required to present state photo ID, social security number, and sign a liability release. Failure may result in forfeiture. Prizes must be claimed within 30 days. Winner responsible for all taxes. WWKB can substitute with prize of equal or greater value. Prize is not transferable or redeemable for cash. Entry constitutes consent to use your name, voice, and likeness for any advertising or promotional purpose. WWKB may stop or suspend any contest or change these rules at any time. Void where prohibited.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in for Leslie Marshall. Last night I heard John McCain talk about change, and he talked about it a lot. Here is an example of what John McCain had to say.
We need to change the way government does almost everything, from the way we protect our security, to the way we compete in the world economy, from the way we respond to disasters, to the way we fuel our transportation network, from the way we train our workers, to the way we educate our children. All these...
Note, by the way, that nobody, no one in the audience, none of the Republican delegates clapped to those lines. Why should they? Because if you want to change the way government does everything, you want to change what Republicans have done. And I say that John McCain either isn't telling us the truth or he's not telling us what he means. He said we need to change the way government does almost everything. Change security, change competition, change disaster response, change transportation, fueling, change training of workers, change the way we educate our children. How specifically, John McCain, would you change Bush policies? You want to change everything, you say, but you won't be specific. And let me suggest to you why. Because you want people to think you're going to change things, because you know that Americans, 80% of us or so, disapprove of the way the country is headed. You know that this president, George W. Bush, and this vice president, Dick Cheney, have the highest disapproval ratings of any president and vice president in American history. You know the Republicans are running this country into the ground, and so you tell us you want to change because you think Americans will believe you. But what specifically do you want to change? I've been trying to get that for my listeners all hours. And by the way, I don't blame you, listeners, for not coming up with good things. I can't come up with anything important myself, so I don't blame you for having difficulty with this. We had one caller bring up, well, Bush wants to drill in Anwar and McCain doesn't. All right, that's a change. I don't know that it's a change of everything the way government is doing. The last caller brought up campaign finance reform. And it is true that McCain supported the McCain-Feingold bill, some limited campaign finance reform. I support more, but there was some limited of it. Bush actually signed the bill, although he was originally against it. But how will that change for the future? We're not electing John McCain to change government from 2006. We're electing Barack Obama or John McCain to change the future. Would McCain change campaign finance reform in the future? No, he's already done what he wanted to do. How would he make changes? John McCain says he'd make changes, but he won't tell us how. And he won't tell us how because he doesn't know himself. Let's go to Rob in Reading, Pennsylvania. Rob's been holding on a very long time. Hello, Rob. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I actually got a couple good ones for you.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, Bush let Ted Kennedy write the education plan. I don't think McCain would let a Democrat write the education plan.
Actually, they compromised on it, Bush and Kennedy. But okay, now no child left behind. How do you? Okay, what's your second one?
All right, pork barrel spending. McCain is against it. Bush sends billions a year to Africa. That's another one.
Okay, well let me. Okay, you got another one, or should I go through what you've said? You got another one for me?
I got another one, but it's between McCain and Obama. But that's
okay,
it.
No. Let's talk about the two you gave me. How would John McCain change the No Child Left Behind Act? That's the act that George Bush worked in combination with Ted Kennedy to pass and then didn't fund. How would John McCain change what that act is?
I think he would give the act some cojones. Like, the act is pretty, it doesn't have any teeth to it. It really is just a lot of writing with no application. Like, there hasn't been any teachers getting fired. Nothing really happens.
So he would strengthen No Child Left Behind.
Yeah.
He'd make it stronger than you think, than what Bush did. Okay, now tell me on pork barrel spending, because I've tried to figure this out from John McCain. What pork barrel spending would John McCain cut?
Well, I think he would cut us borrowing money from China to send it to AIDS for Africa. I mean, that's just a waste of our money that we don't even have.
AIDS for Africa, you think he'd cut. Anything else?
There's a lot of stupid stuff to nowhere he would have been against.
Can you give me another example other than AIDS for Africa?
That's the best one I had.
That's the best one you have. Okay, if you think of any more, we're going to take a break. I'm going to give you the whole break. Run to the internet. Run to Google. Look it up. Tell me what pork barrel spending John McCain would cut, because I have a hard time figuring it out. It is 888-6-LESLIE. Back after this.
I love roller coasters. I like to look. I like to see things upside down.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
There's interesting people at amusement parks. I like to people watch and funnel cakes.
Her Match.com username is Milo's mom, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit Match.com for details.
Did you know that Geico insures more than cars? It's true. They cover tons of other things like hot air balloons, unicycles and roller skates. Nah, I'm just messing with you. But Geico can help insure lots of other vehicles, though, like motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, personal watercraft, boats and pogo sticks. I'm only kidding about the pogo sticks, but seriously, just so there's no confusion, Geico now offers insurance on more than just your car.
Geico, saving you money on insurance for your car and the other stuff that moves you. Visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
A new voice, a new choice, and 50,000 watts to back it up. The voice of the new majority, AM 1520, WWKB Buffalo.
Nikon invites you to experience great moments from Live Nation's summer concert season. Visit NikonLive.com to check out the Rock and Roll Picture Show powered by Nikon and experience the hottest concerts from behind the lens of one of the world's best digital cameras. Nikon Live, your all-access photo pass.
If you ride a motorcycle, you might be thinking, oi, Geico customers seem to be having a lot of fun and saving money on their car insurance. But what about us bikers? Why can't we save money? This makes us angry. Let's form a biker gang and go and tell them what for. Oi, hold on, just call it. Geico insures all sorts of motorcycles like cruisers, street, sport, touring and high performance bikes. So they're on it. Now let's have a little smile.
Now GEICO offers insurance on all the stuff that moves you, including motorcycles. Call 1-800-44-CYCLE or visit geico.com.
Nikon invites you to experience great moments from Live Nation summer concert season. Visit NikonLive.com to check out the Rock and Roll Picture Show powered by Nikon, the hottest concerts from one of the world's best digital cameras. Nikon Live, your all-access photo pass.
Great moments in summer games history from Tiger Bowl.
In 1996, the U.S. women's gymnastics team delighted the home crowd with athletic feats that turned up gold. You, on the other hand, can barely get out of bed after managing to grind through 5 pull-ups at the gym. Oh! Nice job.
Tiger Balm is the natural way to conquer pain. A 100-year pain relief formula trusted by people around the world. Tiger Balm works where it hurts. Available everywhere.
Ah, nature. The trees, the flowers. The dust, the pollen. The ragweed swaying in a gentle breeze. Well, if the great outdoors isn't great for your eyes, make sure you get Clear Eyes Itchy Eye Relief. It clears up itchy, red, and watery eyes so that you can admire all of nature's wonder. Want Clear Eyes? Get Clear Eyes brand Itchy Eye Relief. Use as directed.
Nikon invites you to experience great moments from Live Nation summer concert season. Visit NikonLive.com to check out the Rock and Roll Picture Show powered by Nikon and experience the hottest concerts from behind the lens of one of the world's best digital cameras. Nikon Live, your all-access photo pass.
Is Progressive.com an auto insurance utopia? Well, what else would you call a place that can save you hundreds when you switch? And even more if you're a good driver. You see, at Progressive, you're rewarded for slowing down at yellow lights, using your directional, and yes, yielding at yield signs. Sounds utopian, Did I mention this music is played by actual angels with harps? Start saving today at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. That's Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company's affiliates, Mayfield, Fields, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nikon invites you to experience great moments from Live Nation summer concert season. Visit NikonLive.com to check out the Rock and Roll Picture Show powered by Nikon, the hottest concerts from one of the world's best digital cameras. Nikon Live, your all-access photo pass.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine filling in for Leslie Marshall. Just a half hour to go. I've spent the last 2.5 hours trying to figure out what John McCain means by change. I've been asking callers to help me out. Rob from Reading has had a full, actually he's been on for about half an hour, but he's had a full 5 minutes since we last talked to try to find for me a change. Here's what he's given me so far. He thinks Bush would be stronger on No Child Left Behind. McCain would be stronger on No Child Left Behind than Bush. He says that on pork barrel spending, which is interesting because Palin, his vice president, is the queen of pork barrel spending. She got $27 million from Washington for her town of 5,000 people. That's about 5,000 a year. Went to Washington, hired a lobbyist, got that pork barrel spending, was for the Bridge for Nowhere before she was against it, and then later took that money anyway. And in fact, Alaska has asked for and receives the largest per capita spending of any state in the United States. So if McCain's going to stop pork barrel spending, why did he hire the biggest porker governor in all the United States? I don't know. But he did say that he thinks that John McCain would end the fight to stop AIDS in Africa. I haven't heard John McCain say that. I'd be curious, you know, maybe he would. I don't know that that's a bad thing to spend some money to end AIDS in Africa, but he did say he thinks McCain would end it. I didn't see that, but maybe he can show that to me. And now he's had 4-5 minutes. Rob, are you back?
I am. He would have single-handedly stopped the hostile takeover of Bear Stearns. He would have also stopped the bailing out of Fannie and Freddie Mac.
No, this is interesting to me. Hold on, because, again, none of this was in his speech. You're telling me that John McCain would have allowed Bear Stearns and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to fail?
It was on his website when I was on it.
Okay. All right. You know what? That's a difference. I will grant you that's different. So what you're saying in terms of ending AIDS for Africa, strengthening No Child Left Behind, in terms of letting Bear Stearns and Freddie Mae and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to fail, what you're saying in effect is that John McCain is more conservative than George Bush and Dick Cheney.
Oh, yes. There's another act he would have stopped, too. It was the AAFHA. That was the
housing bill.
Yes.
Right. So the bill that helps Americans that are having hard times with mortgages. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate what you gave me, Rob. You got any more, or is that it?
Well, I mean, you have these stupid people buying houses without a down payment, then they can't afford it. Yeah, get screwed
you got
over.
You got a bunch of stupid lenders like Bear Stearns who are lending them money when they shouldn't be. Regulators used to stop that. Rob, I appreciate your call. I appreciate what you gave me. So Rob has given me the first real answer I've heard tonight, and I got to give him credit for it. He says that John McCain is more conservative than George Bush and Dick Cheney. And to some extent, he's right. Certainly Sarah Palin is more conservative. She would ban abortion even in cases of rape or incest. She would force a 10-year-old child raped by her father to bear that incestuous child, even if I assume it would have birth defects because of the incest. She'd make that 10-year-old girl have that birth defects baby. So in that way, you're right. I got to give Rob credit. He did give some differences between McCain and Bush. McCain would change America by making it more conservative, more right-wing than Bush and Cheney. He would be more Cheney than Cheney, more Bush than Bush. He wouldn't bring this country to the middle. He would bring this country further to the far right. All right, and Rob gave some examples that he would do for that. Not, I think, the message that John McCain is trying to give, but Rob gives some examples of how, John McCain would move further to the right. Very, very interesting. Okay, we've got Ruth on the line. Ruth, welcome to the show.
Hello, Mark.
Yes, welcome.
Mark, hi. I want to thank you, first of all, you and all of the media, for doing an outstanding job of seeking out facts.
Thank you.
And doing your very best to educate everybody on what the facts are, in spite of that little whiny attack that you're picking on them right after they told, pretty much an entire pack of lies.
I believe in facts. You know, the facts shall set you free. What's strange to me is why John McCain didn't want to deal with what he would do for America. He talked about he was a war hero. He talked about how Sarah Palin was a hockey mom. You know, they gave they showed her family and all that stuff. But what would he actually do to change the country? What would he do that's different from George Bush? I found the speech fairly empty. No facts.
His speech was empty. It was terrible. Hers was awful. It was worse.
Hers was all attack.
Vicious, malign, from these God's chosen people with God's army. These God's chosen people. I never heard anything so not Christian in my life. And you know what? This is them. This is nothing new. This is lies, fear mongering, all those lovely incite fear by 9/11, all this other things and the vicious rumors that are going on about Obama through the evangelical websites. It's just what they do.
Well, you know what's very interesting is that Sarah Palin's speech was written by Matthew Scully, who is a Bush speechwriter. So if you're talking about more of the same, Bush, in effect, I mean, Bush doesn't write his own speeches either. The same people that writes Bush's speech wrote Sarah Palin's speech. So if you want Bush Cheney, yes, it is 4 more years. If you're a guy like Robin Redding, he thinks John McCain will be even further to the right than Bush and Cheney and Sarah Palin, too. But you're absolutely right. It's definitely not a change.
It was just horrible. And the sad part is that looking at history, George Bush's second term, and this is for a president who, by his own admission, I would never admit to this, that he didn't read the newspaper.
Right.
He looked at it.
Right. He says he never does.
Flavor. What is a flavor? Is it like coffee flavored or is it orange? He looks at it to get a flavor. Is that like looking at the pictures? And then he gives it to somebody else who hopefully reads it and advises him on it. They voted for him a second term with everything that was coming to light. And it was basically the usual smearing.
Right.
Slander,
well, that's how Republicans win. They win by going negative. And to me, it also shows a profound uninterest in the world. Sarah Palin did not visit a foreign country until last year when she was sent by the Pentagon to visit the troops in Kuwait. Now, you know, Barack Obama and Joe Biden, whatever you want to say about them, are profound intellectuals who are curious about the world around them, try to understand it, try to do something about it. I'll tell you something, Ruth. My producer here, Mark Grimaldi, has a question for you. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay.
Hey, Ruth. Hi. I was smart that you sniffed that out. And I was actually speaking with a friend who said, you know, he doesn't follow politics a lot, but he's been getting better about it. And he said after the whole speech, he sent me a text message and he said, you know, that's all great that he's a war hero. I respect him for that. But what does that have to do with what he's going to do for the country? And it was like, oh, my God, he gets it. And I was very impressed. And it seems like you get it. But my question to you is, how do we make other people get it? And it's not that I want Obama, so everybody should want Obama. I just am frustrated because I think McCain is steering away from real issues. So how, in your opinion, do you get people to focus on the real issues and get past the rhetoric?
I wish I could send a letter to every person who has access to brains and a computer and can do something.
Because pretty much do some research.
It's got to be the United States people, because I have talked with the stupid vote. I have talked with evangelicals, and I have heard every horrible rumor, and I have said, oh, wait a minute, no, that's a lie. No, they're going to stick to their guns. And the only thing that can really change it is if it is presented to them in simple, line-by-line comparisons in areas that affect their life, because otherwise they're going to fall for it again.
And what's interesting to me,
the rumors and the lies and the smearing.
And Ruth, the differences that people have given me are so small. I mean, look, you know, I'm actually for stopping AIDS in Africa, but that doesn't affect Americans' lives very much. McCain is going to stop fighting AIDS in Africa. That's not a very expensive program. In fact, what we spend in 5 years on that is less than a month that we spend in Iraq. Campaign finance reform is already done. What were the other examples they gave? You know, drilling in Anwar. You know, these are not, I mean, and of course, McCain's against drilling more in Anwar, and so is Obama. There is no real change that Obama can bring versus what, I mean, excuse me, that there's no real change that McCain can bring. Obama is bringing real change. And I'll tell you something that I think you can do.
3,000%. And their attack is just what was on that convention.
Right. I'll tell you what you can do. You can show people the facts. And, in fact, on my website, radioinsidescoop.com, I have posted two things I think people will find very interesting. One, I have posted the link to the United States Department of Energy. This is the Bush Energy Department, all right? This isn't Mark Levine saying that the offshore oil drilling will only possibly change oil prices 22 years from now in 2030, and even after 2030, it may or may not work. And Obama says, let's get off of oil in 10 years, much less in 22 years. The second thing I have is a terrific email that everyone should read, sent out by a woman from Wasilla, Alaska, who's been fighting Sarah Palin ever since Palin was the mayor of Wasilla and wanted to ban books in the library, and this woman was against her. She's from Wasilla. She knows Sarah Palin in and out, and she gives examples of all the earmarks and wasteful spending and pork barrel that Sarah Palin loves. If John McCain is against pork barrel spending, he needs to get Sarah Palin off his ticket right away, because he hired, and you can tell this to your friends, he hired the biggest porker governor of all 50 states. So check it out. It's on my website, radioinsidescoop.com. We'll be right back with more of your calls. 888-6-LESLIE, 888-653-7543. Thank you, Ruth. Back after this.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of truth. The Leslie Marshall Show, 888-6-LESLIE.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TODAY to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, TODAY, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code TODAY. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Cannonball!
Party life sure can give you red eyes. Too much chlorine, too much sun.
Hi, Ben.
Too much eye strain. When I get my groove thing on, I get clear eyes, maximum redness relief. Maximum redness relief without a prescription. If you're a party animal like me, get clear eyes, maximum redness relief. Want clear eyes? Get clear eyes. Wow. Use as directed.
How do you know your dog is healthy? IAMS knows the signs. Aw, good boy. Which is why IAMS Proactive Health helps promote 7 signs of healthy vitality. Healthy bones, muscles, heart, digestion, teeth, immune system, and a shiny coat. Phew, say that 3 times. Plus, IAMS is 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Try IAMS for 4 weeks, and if you're not completely satisfied, you'll get your money back. For more information and a $5 coupon, visit IAMS.com.
Drive the seat. We'll put you in the drive the seat.
Leah Honda in Williamsville is giving you a September to remember with two of America's best-selling cars, now complete with special lease offers from Leah. Drive a brand-new 2008 Honda Odyssey EXL, leather seats and all the toys for just $279 a month. Or pick the fuel-efficient 2009 Honda Accord LX for just $179 a month. Whatever your choice, Leah can put you in the driver's seat for less this month. Leah Honda, the Buffalo Niagara region's number one volume Honda dealer and only local Honda President's Award winner, is under construction. This means even deeper savings on Leah's complete selection of low-mileage, quality used cars. No matter what kind of used car you want, Leah can put you in the driver's seat. Transit Road, Williamsville, or online at leahcars.com. Open every day. Odyssey 42-month lease, Accord 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $24.95 down plus taxes and fees.
Drive the seat. We'll put you in the driver's seat. Leah!
Are you worried about making money in this economy? Well, I'm not, and you shouldn't be either. Hi, I'm Laurel Langmeyer. The strategies I'm teaching right now can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Best-selling author and millionaire maker Laurel Langmeyer has personally coached hundreds of people into financial freedom. Laurel can teach you how to grow your bank account fast, even in this economy.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Did you know that fortunes are made in recessions? I can show you how to make more money this year than ever before.
Get started with Laurel's book, Millionaire Maker, and her powerful CD, Creating Massive Wealth in Today's Economy, a $75 value.
You can do this. And to get started, I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book and a bonus CD for free.
Just pay a small shipping fee and you can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Call 1-800-281-9195 for your free book and CD. That's 800-281-9195. 800-281-9195.
Welcome back to the Leslie Marshall Show. This is Mark Levine. This is my last 10 minutes on the air with you. I have really enjoyed spending all week with you. I hope you've enjoyed it too. In fact, if you do enjoy it, or even if you don't enjoy it, let me know. My email is mark, M-A-R-K, at radioinsidescoop.com. Heck, Leslie will be back next week. You can tell her if you liked what I did. You know, you can even tell her if you didn't like what I did. You can even tell the radio station you're listening to if you like what you heard. I try, and I really thank Ruth for calling in. As she says, I try just to give the facts, just the facts. And it seemed to me very, very strange that I listened to John McCain for almost an hour last night tell me that he's a maverick, tell me that he's for change, tell me things like this.
I've been called a maverick. Someone who marches to the beat of his own drum. Sometimes it's meant as a compliment, and sometimes it's not. What it really means is I understand who I work for. I don't work for a party. I don't work for a special interest. I don't work for myself. I work for you.
Sounds really good. And in fact, he then listed a whole group of people who he works for, frankly, very much copying speeches like Al Gore, who said, I will fight for you, and Hillary Clinton, who said, I will fight for you, and he named ordinary people. But what John McCain isn't saying is how he'll fight. Oh, he'll fight. But what will he fight for? I don't know. He didn't say. I guess he'll fight for the same Bush-McCain policies we've heard over the last 4 years. We know he believes in keeping our troops in Iraq for up to the next 100 years. We know he'll fight for that, right? We know that he'll fight to put judges on the court that will overturn Roe v. Wade to make sure that women who have abortions will go to jail, even if they've been raped, according to Sarah Palin, at least. Okay, he'll fight for that. But that's not a change from Bush. That's more of the same. How is he a maverick? What's fascinating to me is that the Republicans fall in line so often and are so well, I don't know, organized, I guess is the right word, but they so do what their leaders tell them to do. Tom DeLay, by the way, had a very powerful way of doing that. If there's time, I'll tell you about it. But they are so well fall in line that if they disagree on a couple things like campaign finance reform or immigration, they're called mavericks. But campaign finance reform has passed, and John McCain's already recanted his immigration positions. He was against the Bush tax cuts, but he's recanted that too. Now he's for the Bush tax cuts. So where he was a maverick, he's completely recanted. He now agrees with Bush. He now agrees that Bush and Cheney have the right idea, 4 more years of George Bush. If you love George Bush, if you want a third Bush-Cheney term, you'll vote for McCain-Palin. I get that. All the Republicans that have called in loved Bush-Cheney. I get that. But if you want to change, if you believe the country's going in the wrong direction, well, don't let John McCain fool you. That's all I'm trying to say. Because any change he would have from George Bush is pretty minor. Yeah, he'd have a woman vice president instead of a male vice president. One caller said he would stop helping prevent AIDS in Africa. I don't know if that's true. All right. I don't consider that a major change. A major reason to vote. Yes, I will vote for McCain because I want more Africans to have AIDS, and I don't think our government should be paying for that. All right, if that's your reason, that's fine, I guess. Let's go to Posh in Germantown, Maryland, near my area. Posh, welcome to the show.
Hello, Mark. I'm actually a horn listener, but
oh, terrific! And you found me here. I appreciate that. Just for people who know, the Head On Radio Network is my network that I am on from 5 to 6 Eastern Time, and I'm very glad, Posh, that you would find me here. I'm only here this week. I'm going back to the horn next week. I promise. Anyway, okay. Go ahead. Ask your question.
Anyway, this is maybe this is unfair because I think it actually was something I read. Assessment by a couple of economists of the McCain plan, but it had to do with the $5,000 tax credit that he's claiming is going to be the solution to the health care problem.
The health a cut if you have health care, a tax cut?
Well, it's a combination. They start taxing health care benefits for everyone.
Right. Oh, that is a change. Right.
$5,000 tax credit, which actually, to my mind, means it's likely that health care is going to increase and become a larger portion. You didn't say it had to be a good change.
But yeah, no, Posh. And frankly, one of the reasons I've got to tell you something. My horn listeners are always so intelligent. They always teach me a lot every day. But you're telling me he's going to tax health care and then give a tax credit to give back on the same tax that he made you pay?
Yes.
So other than a bunch of paperwork,
currently under tax law, money that is given as a is not taxable if it's a health care.
Right. And he wants to tax your health care benefit.
The proposal is that they would start taxing that and then provide a tax credit.
Okay, well, so he'd make you fill out a lot of paperwork, I guess, and you'd pay taxes with your left hand.
Well, the other thing is that if you don't make enough money for the credit to actually complete its completely cover your expenses, your SOL.
Ah, now we know the truth. I see.
I think the original number in the proposal was like $2,000.
Posh, thank you very much for sharing this with me. So this is very interesting here. John McCain will raise your taxes if you get health care from an employer. I mentioned that earlier in the program. I did know that. He will give you a tax credit back. If you're rich, and you pay a lot of taxes, then I guess it's just a bunch of paperwork for you to fill out that you don't have to fill out now. Pay with your left hand, get with your right hand. But if you're poor, then you have to pay more taxes than you would otherwise. So it's just a raising taxes on the poor. Posh, thank you very much for sharing that with me. I didn't realize quite how it worked, and I'm very glad you could share it with me. We've got one more caller, Serge in Connecticut. Serge, welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome, Mark. Thank you for having me on.
Go ahead. We only got a couple minutes, so I got to be quick.
So I find all this political debate here, I think it cuts both ways. I mean, you're saying how the Republicans fall in line. I mean, a few moments ago, I think you're falling in line with the Obama candidacy. You're backing everything they say. You're attacking Sarah Palin. Yeah, there may be certain specifics you can attack, but, I mean, all I see from MSNBC, which is really just a ridiculous network and is one of many, it's just attack after attack after attack, and it's fear. It's fear because we actually have an honorable man, an honest man, a good VP candidate, and you're afraid that maybe he will be exactly what he says.
I'll tell you this, Serge. I do not fear John McCain's honor. I do not fear Palin's personality. I'll tell you what I fear. I fear four more years of Bush-Cheney. I fear four more years of policies that have led to economic decline, have led to a waste of hundreds of billions, soon to be trillions of dollars in Iraq, fighting a war we never needed to have fought. I worry about more American lives lost there, more Americans wounded. I have seen all those veterans in the airports, with the hook for the arm and the stump for the leg, and I ask myself, what are we fighting for? I do fear McCain Palin, but I don't fear their honor. I fear their policies because I don't like the Bush-Cheney policies. And what I've been trying to convey for the last 3 hours, if you've been with me all this time, bravo for you, is that there's no real important difference between John McCain and George Bush. He claims there is, he says there is, but I've proven over 3 hours no one can name a significant important difference. And if you like Bush-Cheney, as apparently Serge does, then of course you're going to vote for John McCain. Of course you're going to vote for Sarah Palin. That makes sense. But if you want to change, you're absolutely right. I support Barack Obama. And one last thing about my party, the Democratic Party. Will Rogers once said he was not a member of any organized party. He was a Democrat. We're not very well organized. We do have a lot of beliefs, but we do believe in change. Thank you so much for having me here on the Leslie Marshall Show. My name is Mark Levine. My website's RadioInsideScoop.com. Have a great day.